Well, hello, hello. Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. And I hope that you are having a good day. Listen, I do not own the rights to this little clip of music that I just played. I just had to do it. This is an oldie but goodie from Kirk Franklin. I'm going to tell you how old this song is. Now, I just got in my car and the radio popped on and the song was just starting to play. Well, this is how old it is. My oldest child was on a choir in Pennsylvania when he was a little boy. And this is one of the songs that they sing. He's Able. There's a very, very, very good reason why this song is so relevant at this very moment that it inspired me to just quickly sign on and do, I guess, a quick car cast. I'm taking a break. I had to get out and get some air. I'm dealing with some legal stuff right now. And so I guess you can hear it in my voice. And I don't know how well or how loud the music is coming through or not. I've, you know, turned it down. I have no way to gauge that in the car. I'm not recording with the microphone and things like that. So anyway, if you can hear it in my voice, I'm getting over being sick these last few days. My son was ill a few days ago. And he warned me, you know, Mom, stay away from me, blah, blah. I thought I was doing a good job. And he was like, you know what happened around Christmas? We don't want the same thing happening. And I thought I was okay. But then I started to, you know, come down with a cough and not feel so good over the last few days. So anyway, it's all good. We're still alive and well. So I had mentioned in a few of my latest episodes, even the one I did, I think the day before yesterday, called I'm Stronger, that I am still dealing with some issues that have been ongoing and there has been some changes taking place. And it's a good thing, although I'm still in the fight. Man, you know, God is really, really working in this thing and showing me how he's working in it. So let me fast forward a bit to my day. I got up this morning and I was up very early. You know, I kept going in and out of, you know, waking up, in and out, sleep a little bit. And so I had only been really consuming smoothies and water. I didn't want to, you know, try to put any foods in my system. And then the other morning, when I really started to get sick, I ate an orange and that didn't stay with me. So I said, I'm not going to try to eat anything. And so, you know, I woke up early in the morning and I was up because I had gotten so much rest. But I said, I feel like I need to just sit in a sauna for a little bit. So I did that. And I had to, you know, go out and do something early this morning or whatever. I did that. And then I came back home and I was about to start my real estate courses and deal with some things that I had put off, you know, being ill. And then something prevented me from, you know, getting into that. And then I said, you know what, let me go ahead and start these legal timelines for this situation that I need to submit. And it's a tedious thing. Actually, it's something that my lawyer is supposed to be handling, but the investigator also suggested that for my own records, I have a complete timeline and time frame to show all of the contact that I've been having with these people all over the, you know, the years about this housing and other issues in the house. So I said, you know what, let me stop putting this off. I'm really not in the mood, in the headspace or anything else to deal with it. But I said, I cannot keep putting this off because it's been a long time since I've been knocking on these people's doors, trying to get them to look at this situation seriously. So I sat down to do it. And then this is the funny thing. This is how the devil would try to bring annoyances. Oh, he's full of them. And it's the same thing. So as soon as I, you know, I'm doing a little reading and I'm doing some things. And then as soon as I sit down to, you know, I grab my laptop and I'm getting ready to go through and dig up all these emails and all that, my neighbor starts blasting her music through my wall. Well, that's a whole nother situation. And I've, you know, going to her several times about it. And I just told her, I'm not going to knock on your door about it anymore. And so what I did and what I've been doing lately is just plugging up my music and, you know, drowning out her music or whatever. So I went upstairs about 10 minutes. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm getting everything in order. And then I hear music coming through the bedroom wall. That's how it works, you all. So anyway, I sat there and I started to dig through all of the, I mean, when I say I have tons of emails, I have tons and tons of emails. I have them electronically stored. And then I have folders full of all of these information, these emails to document this information that they're requesting. I mean, it has been a long journey, y'all. I have contacted dozens of organizations. I have sent out packets and packets full of documents. I have written letters. I have sent photographs and videos. I have been in contact with the leasing agencies. There are two now, one prior, one that's there now for the last 2 years. I have been in contact with all of the management. I mean, bottom line, I have more than done my due diligence in the situation. And they're still continuously giving me the runaround. So finally, one day, I got this bright idea to contact some higher agencies and also contact the White House. Now, there's a reason why I was able to contact the White House, but I'm not going to talk about it on this because it will be in my book and some other things coming. But anyway, so I got a response back from the White House and they told me they were reviewing the documents because I sent a lot and they would get them to the appropriate agency. A few weeks later, they sent me to an agency that I had already contacted twice. They sent me an email. I dialogue with the person that they, you know, had contact me. I tell her, okay, I've already been to you guys twice. I actually think it's three times because it started back in 2019. And I definitely have the documents in front of me now from 2021 to 2023. And so anyway, after I told her that, I said, you all sent me away. You told me this. This is the email. I sent it to her. And I said, I sent it to the White House along with other documentation. And they say that you're the guys to handle it. So basically, I wanted her to know from the door, don't you try those same tactics in just turning me away. Because that's not going to fly. So I didn't hear back from her after I sent her their emails. I contacted the White House again. After a couple weeks, I got the same response back. We're going to forward it. So they forwarded it back to the same agency. So this time I hear from someone else. And I explained the situation and they wanted to have an initial phone interview. I try to keep paper trails with emails with everyone that I contact because that's my proof. But she said, oh, we want to have a phone conversation, sort of like discovery, but we want to see the information that you have and if it warrants a fact-finding investigation of these agencies. Now, unbeknownst to her at the time, well, she knew because I, you know, attached information about their agency with the information that I sent. But anyway, she said, we'll see if it warrants an investigation. And I told her I wanted my lawyer involved. And she said, well, it's really not necessary. This is not a court proceeding, et cetera. And I explained to her again, I've been through this for over 4 years now. I'm getting the runarounds everywhere. And I've come to your agency 2 to 3 different times. I've been turned away. I write the White House twice and they keep sending me to you. So I want this documented and I want a witness. So they agreed. We finally were able to, you know, my lawyer was kind of lagging on his part with the dates and stuff, but we finally were able to come together last week. We talked about it. I shared all the facts. I answered all her questions. I gave her the background information. And she kept saying, well, okay, yes, I understand all of this. And when I get off with you, I'm going to go to these two departments and I'm going to go to the legal department and I'm going to give them all of your information and they will be the ones to decide if this is, you know, basically what they're saying is worthy of us using our time to investigate this. She said, or we'll just see if it's an in-house problem. I said, excuse me, what do you mean by in-house? She said, well, you know, with the programs, their own rules and guidelines, the leasing agent. I said, oh, okay, the program. I said, oh, those people, the people that I've been contacting for actually more than 5 years now, who have been turning me away, who have been writing me off, who have been ignoring me until I got a lawyer involved and who still aren't complying. I said, those people? She kind of chuckled a little bit and she said, yes, Ms. Johnson, unfortunately, those people. And she said, I'm sorry about all of this, but I'm just the investigator. She said, but I assure you, it won't get dropped this time. And she used a phrase that I like. She said, you know, I see that everyone's been playing dumb and stupid, but they won't be able to at this point because we're really going to get to the bottom of this. So I felt more confident about it. Afterwards, about 2 days later, I received a notice from her saying, oh, it's found to be worthy of an investigation. Here's the form. I need you to submit these documents, sign this form, DocuSign and all of that. And then everything will go to the investigator. So now, you know, my lawyer is supposed to send something over and then I have to go through the task of going through all of these files. Listen, this is not something that I want to do. I have no choice in the matter, but I have to go back and relive all of this because every time I pull up these documents, it takes me back to what I've been through, what I've been going through, all of the letters I've written, all of the time that I've spent composing these emails, writing to different people, sending out, look, spending my money, sending out 40 and 50 documents like I did to the White House, sending out all this paperwork to prove my case to everyone. And it's been time consuming. It has been painful. It is one of the main reasons why I'm dealing with the type of health challenges that I'm dealing with, some of the housing issues. My son is dealing with health challenges, respiratory issues. And let me tell you, it's tiring. I know somebody out there knows what I'm talking about because this is only a fraction of my life. This is only a very small point about what's been going on all these years. I've been dealing with a lot. And let me tell you, when the devil has it out for you, when he has a quote unquote hit on you, and he's had it ever since it was proclaimed at the age of 12 in front of a storefront church by my pastor that I would evangelize the world, and also said on that same recording that I have today, 41 years later, that God said I had the favor of Mary on my life. He's been coming after me nonstop ever since, and I can prove it, okay? So bring it back to the situation. I'm dealing with all kinds of issues at the same time. And there's nobody here helping me through this. There's nobody here in this fight. The closest person to me that has been in that unfortunately has had to deal with these things, like the house issues and things like that, is my 14-year-old son, who has been a trooper, who has continually encouraged me, who has prayed for me, who has written me letters. He has drawn and painted me pictures. He has made me tea. He has cooked for me. He has gone out and bought me all kinds of special gifts. I love that kid so much. And yes, I have rewarded him, and I take very good care of him as well. He says we're a team. We're buddies. Not really, but we're definitely a dynamic duo. Anyway, he supports me. He prays for me. He really, really keeps me encouraged. Even times when I felt like giving up, that young prophet comes back with a strong word. And I even talked about many times how it was prophesied back in 2006 when I was in Arizona by a lady who did not know me. And he gets tired of hearing this, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, because his birth was foretold just like Jesus and John the Baptist. She told me 3 years before his birth, within 10 minutes of not even meeting me, that I would birth a prophet. She said, "You're not done yet. You got one more." I said, "What? Say what? No, I'm not." I said, "The devil is a liar." But anyway, so 3 years later, he's born, and a prophet indeed. Boy, that boy can pray. I had him call and pray over my pastor's wife last week, and she talked about how blessed she was by his prayer. Oh, he's amazing. But anyway, so other than the organizations, you know, the people who know aren't really people that are close to me, because this is not stuff that I really wanted to put out. There are a few people that know some things, but this is a me and God thing, a me and God and Christian thing, you know? And so I've been relying on him, and I've been trusting in him. And I go to God sometimes and I say, "Hey, I'm getting a little weary here. I'm getting a little tired here. How long, God? How much longer? How long are you going to sit back and allow this? How long are you going to watch this? How many letters do I have to write? How many promises and prophecies do I have?" Sometimes I will pull out my prophecies, and then I get frustrated and I say, "I don't even want to hear these recordings anymore. This is ridiculous. All of this prophesied spoken word from so many different people, and I'm still going through all of this, and I don't see an end in sight. And not only that, Lord, it's getting worse." And so right now, as I sit here today, I have so many strong forces against me. When you talk about spiritual wickedness high in high places, and also David and Goliath, I am like David rising up against Goliath. These powerful, powerful agencies. There are three that are directly involved, and they're powerful agencies with money and lawyers in the pocket. I'm just one lady with three attorneys that... that's another topic. But anyway, and a lot of the stuff I continue to do on my own. I'm fighting this thing, but only with the help of God. So now I'm finally, after all of this time, starting to see the light breaking forth. And guess what? It's still a fight. I still have to go through a lot. I was sitting at that desk, ended up being over an hour, just going through various emails, skimming for dates and times and names. And, you know, I have to show the contact and the frequency. And you know, how diligent I've been. And after about an hour, that my head is just like, oh, and I'm trying to quell the emotions rising up, because yes, it makes you feel a surge of anger and bitterness. And, you know, like, man, I went through all of this and I'm looking at this person who's caused all of this and they're not being affected this way. And then I'm looking at all these people going on with their lives like everything is everything. They totally disregarded everything about this situation. And some of them have moved on. But this is the funny part. I said to each of them in various letters and communications, okay, that's your attitude, fine. I assure you, you haven't heard the last of me. This is not going to go away. I am not going to let it go. Now, I told them in a tactful way. I told them, I'm going to keep knocking on doors, writing letters, making calls, sending out packets, and making noise until my voice is heard. And I don't care who gets dragged into it. You will hear my name again. And back in 2021, I contacted several people in this very, very, very powerful organization who are over these leasing companies, right? And I told them the same thing. And they said, basically, via email now, they were smart enough, or should I say not smart enough, to send me emails back and forth saying, look, this is not our problem. This is not on us. Contact the leasing agent. This has nothing to do with us. Well, the initial property managers, two of them are no longer here. But you know who got dragged into this investigation and who's now a part of the fact-finding investigation that's about to go forth? Oh, the prior management, the prior property managers, they're listed on that, as well as the current managers, all of the people involved, and the people in this very agency that has to investigate. All of their names are on these documents that I just signed 2 days ago. Don't you tell me what God won't do. I love the scripture in Galatians, I believe it's chapter 6, where it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man doeth, that shall he also reap. There's a lot of people that do not believe that they will reap what they have sown. Unfortunately, it's true and it will come to pass. It doesn't matter how long it's been. The very people who thought that they were brushing it off of their desk and, oh, just ignore her or don't respond. They're the very people that they're now going back to in 2024 saying, okay, we have this complaint. We have this documentation from this lady. This is your email. This is your signature. You told her it wasn't your problem. You told this lady XYZ. You told this. So why exactly did you do that when it was your jurisdiction? So now they have to give account. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to get too much more into it. I have to go back in. And it's up to me if I want to continue tonight or put it off. Now that I've started, I wrote it down, all the dates. I have about 5 or 6 papers front and back with different dates and times and reminding myself of the conversations. So now I have to go type it all up. And then I have to go through the process again tomorrow or another day and get all the rest from 2022 up to date now. And then I have to type it all out. And then I have to submit it. And so it's not a pleasant experience. It's not something that I want to be really wasting my time with, especially after all of the other stuff I've had to do. And it wasn't even on me. I didn't even start this. I got pulled into it. And through the years, just sucked in more and more and more to someone else's lies and deception. And the people who received all of this information weren't even smart enough to investigate it. They just took the person's word without, you know, checking their facts and they took actions that they now have to realize and regret that they took. But now the situation is so deep that nobody can just jump out of it, including me. So I have to continue to go forward with the fight. But again, I'm very confident because I'm on the winning side. And I have too many promises from my God, not even just the prophecies that I referenced. I have so many words in that Bible that pertain to me, that pertain to my situation. One of my favorites is in Isaiah 54. And I go back to that often where he says, oh, they will gather together against you. Surely they will. He says, but not by me, but they that gather against you shall stumble and fall for your sake. And then it ends in verse 17 with no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. The weapons have been forming all along, but God said, I assure you they won't prosper. See, sometimes we get weary and we get tired and we get frustrated. And like the children of Israel, we murmur and we complain. I'm guilty. I've done some of that. It gets tiring. I was crying out all the time. Psalm 13. How long, Lord? How long, Lord? How long, Lord? How long, Lord? And I guess he was saying, when you pass the test, when you stop all this grumbling and complaining and just fight. See, now I'm smart enough to know to use my spiritual weapons. Those of you that know that we have a whole host of spiritual weapons. We cannot in and of ourselves go against and defeat the enemy in the natural, no more than David could when he went up against Goliath. But we have the assurance, the blessed assurance, as the song says, that God is with us and he is fighting for us, even if he uses our hands to dispel that weapon against the enemy. He's going to be the one to land it in Goliath's forehead and take him down. And I even labeled a folder, one of my email folders. I have about 20 different folders with different emails from various individuals from different agencies, and I have them all grouped. One of them I put their name on it, and I said, Goliath Takedown. And they're the very agency that's now getting caught up that I was just talking about. So I know what I'm talking about. And that song, as I played at the very beginning, I go right back to it. When I turned on the car, feeling heavy, walking over to my car thinking, man, I don't want to deal with any more of this stuff. I am just so weary. And I turned on the car and I heard that music and it just brought a smile to my face, because now all I could see is my firstborn in his choir uniform, his choir robe with the choir back in the 80s in Pennsylvania singing He's Able. And it was like God is reminding me all the way from back then, all of the challenges, the struggles, the heartaches, the disappointments, the hurts, the losses, the grief, the problems, the issues, the betrayals, everything that you have walked through. I'm still that God. And just as I was with you then, I'm still with you now. And just as I was able then, I'm able now. I have not left you, as my grandmother told me in 1998, right before she passed. And my beloved Grams would have been 101 years old had she lived on February the 8th. I love and miss her so much. She was 75 years old when she left us, but she left me with those words. Remember, baby, God has not brought you this far to leave you now. And she was so right, because he's still with me. And I'm declaring that today as I'm ending this. I need to go get some candy and some water for my voice right now. But as I'm ending this, that's my message for today. Despite what I'm going through, despite who comes against me, despite what the situation is, despite what it may look like to the enemy, despite all of those that are around mocking and jeering and laughing, thinking that they're having the last laugh, I want you to know today that my God is more than able. And I love Ephesians 3:20. And if you don't know it, feel free to go and look it up. Enjoy the rest of your evening, because I intend to do the same. You be blessed.